But yeah, sound and videos and song leaders and piano players and just so much. Those that have filled in. And again, just a reminder, if you'd like to help us out, nominating committee, we sure appreciate help as far as deacons and things going on. If you feel so led, that would be fantastic. So prayerfully be into that and see if you're called to do one. I would try to guilt you in it, but I really don't want to have to do that. So pray that God convicts you that you need to be a part of it. So now I want you to be led in it as God would have you do it. So Thanksgiving, you know, ready to celebrate, you know, get that before we get into Advent and start thinking about Christmas. Although you can't tell, everybody's got their lights up and on already for Christmas. But it's kind of nice to see. I think people are just ready for good things. And Thanksgiving, but you know, that's the holiday right before Christmas. You know, that's the one right before Black Friday and all the sales. And that's the one we get to eat turkey and all the food and football games are on and pumpkin pie and family gatherings and a long needed 4-day weekend before the Christmas rush push starts. There's literally pushing at the store. If you ever go to the store, especially go Black Friday, I don't attend anymore. It was scary the last one I did years ago and will not happen again. So things were literally thrown everywhere, up in the air. It was a scary sight. So do not do that any longer. So some people just don't get it. It's a time to be thankful. And we should know what we're thankful for and whom we're thankful for it. Story you've probably heard before, but I'm going to tell it again anyway. So an atheist, you know, talk about this time to be thankful. You know, atheist was walking through the woods, and he was admiring all the accidents that had happened, you know, in nature. You know, that evolution had created, you know. He said, boy, those are fantastic trees. They're really majestic. They're big and tall, and, you know, thought they were awesome. And he was by a river. He said, well, that's a powerful river, and, you know, the water flowing and things, and maybe a little waterfall and things, and could hear it and see it. And then he'd say animals were about, you know, that he could see. He says, what beautiful animals, he said to himself. And then as he was walking alongside the river, he heard a rustling in the bushes behind him. And he turned around and he saw a 7-foot grizzly bear charging towards him. Well, obviously he ran away as fast as he could up the path. He's running, he's huffing and puffing. He looks over his shoulder and he sees the grizzly bear closing in. And somehow he even ran faster. You know, he was motivated. He ran faster. And he was so scared, tears started to come into his eyes because he was so afraid. And he decided to look up again and he saw the bear even closer. And his heart was pounding and he tried to run faster, but he just couldn't. And in his effort, he tripped and fell to the ground. And he rolled over to pick himself up, but the bear was right there. It was reaching over him with its left paw and was raising its right paw to take a swipe at him. And in that instant, the atheist cried, oh God, help. And time stopped. And the bear froze. And the forest was silent. Even the river stopped moving. And as a bright line shone upon the man, a voice came from the sky and said, you deny my existence for all these years. You teach others that I don't exist. And even credit creation to a cosmic accident. However, I'm willing to forgive you now and give you a new start. Now am I to count you as a believer? Well, the atheist looked directly into the light and hardening his heart, he said, no. However, if you do me just one favor, perhaps you could make the bear a Christian. Very well, the voice said. The light went out. The river ran. The sounds of the forest resumed. Then the bear dropped his right paw, brought the other paw together, bowed its head and spoke, Lord, for this food which I'm about to receive, I am truly thankful. So So you have to be thankful, but you got to know what to be thankful for and who to know to thank. You know, what are atheists actually thankful for today? You know, they're not thankful for eternity. They're not thankful for God. They can only be thankful for worldly things that's going to go away. They're only thankful for temporary things that they'll never have for eternity. So pray for those people. Be thankful that God loves them too and gives them opportunities. We're going to read Psalm 100 this morning. Psalm 100, it's only five verses. But Psalm 100, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Now that the Lord is God, it is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. You know, true thankfulness for God isn't reserved. It isn't timid. It's an outgoing thing we should have. It's a shout. You know, a shout for joy for what the Lord has done. You know, we study about David. He comes shouting for joy, you know, as they're coming back from battles and coming back with the ark. And he's happy and he's doing it for the Lord. And he's doing some dancing even. It's something to show the Lord. And we know his wife wasn't very happy. She said he wasn't being very kingly. He wasn't dressed in his normal kingly garbs. He had dressed down to show his humbleness to God. He said, you know, I'll do whatever I got to do because it's for the Lord. It's not for you. It's not for others. It's for the Lord. And everyone should hear it. Our praising, our thankfulness. Everyone should know how thankful you truly are. And that it's the Lord you're actually thankful to. Says the whole earth should shout about it. We know the whole earth won't, but we can at least start with you and I. You know, part of that's worship. Part of that's service. You know, we're to do it with gladness, to do it with praise. We're to have a joyful song in our hearts and a joyful song on our lips. And praise is thanking God for all he's done. We praise God for all the things he does. It says, know that the Lord is God. You know, he made us, and we're his. You know, that's a separation to be thankful for. You know, he sets us aside. We've been chosen. We've been picked by God. We've been, as we accepted what he did for us, we've been made by his hand. We've been chosen to be with him for eternity by accepting Jesus' work on the cross and being thankful for the grace we've received. We don't belong to the world. We know who God is. Haven't just heard of him. We know who he is. We've got a relationship with him. He's our father. He's our shepherd. It says when you enter his gates with thanksgiving and praise, don't enter his gates or come into his courts or his presence with an attitude not befitting being some you're standing in front of somebody who saved you from eternity. You know, the come in with attitudes of why me, you know, life is tough, never satisfied, always wanting more, self-reliant, selfish people we can be. And we can all be like that. I've been like that. We all fail sometimes. So we got to understand who he is and understand our place with him and how he's in our life. You know, if we thought about that, we would be on our knees thanking him and praising him every minute of every day for what he's done and what he is doing. Now, why would we do that? Again, the scripture says, because the Lord is good. The Lord is good. And that means he gives us what we need, when we need it and how we need it. He doesn't always give us what we want because he's so good. You know, he only wants the best for us. And to get to that point, he may need to give us things we don't want. But it's for our good. Praise from a father is good, but correction's needed too. Correction's needed too. And it's good for us in the long run. It's how we learn. It's how we grow to be what we're supposed to be. It's how he trains us, how he sanctifies us. He loves us, but he loves us enough to correct us, to teach us, to draw us back on the path when we get outside. And through it all, his love endures forever. And his faithfulness continues even when ours sometimes falters. Sometimes our faith isn't what it needs to be. Be thankful that he made you to be you. You say, well, I'm not special. Well, you are to him. You're unique. You're not the same as anyone else. You've got special fingerprints. You've got special retinas. You've got special DNA. Things are different than anyone else. You were fearfully and wonderfully made. You were made in his image. And even the senses we have, you know, smelling. You get to smell that turkey in the oven this week. Okay, you get to smell that. You get to taste the pumpkin pie this week. You know, seeing the sunrises and the sunsets that have been just fantastic these last couple of weeks. If you've been up a little early or saw, well, about 5:30, it's dark. If you saw the sunsets, they've been incredible the last few days. And we were talking about it Wednesday, how just really neat the sunset was. It was... The Northern Lights don't have anything on us, because if you saw it. You know, hearing the music and the singing and the laughter and the giggling of a child and hugging a person you love to show them you love them and appreciate them and to be thankful for them. Be thankful just the senses we have that make such a difference. You know, he made us, he made all creation. You know, he made that bear. He even made that atheist, giving him a choice. But I think he had some fun. You know, I mean, look around. Look at a giraffe. You know, aren't most animals kind of normal legs, normal body, normal head things? But, you know, look, he made things other than a little off kilter. You know, he made giraffes. You know, you got a big long neck and a duck-billed platypus, you know. You take a beaver and a duck, and you mix them up, and you get a duck-billed platypus out of it. And, you know, anteaters and camels, let's put a big bump on this one. But I don't think you can say he didn't have some fun when he created things. But each of those, even themselves, are unique. You know, he made them unique and different, and they've got a purpose in creation. And so do you. You know, God has a plan just for you. It's unique just to you. You have a path that he wants you to follow. So be thankful for it and shout out for joy if you're active in that plan, if you're actually in obedience, because you understand. And when you understand, you look forward to those plans. You look forward to what he has for you. And if so, you have the best this world's going to offer. If not, you don't know what you're missing. You're missing out. Psalm 118, 19-21. Says, open for me the gates of righteous. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. Why be thankful? A lot of reasons. Salvation's an awful big one. Can't get much better than thanking him for salvation, for your eternal life, for his grace. You know, his righteousness placed on us because we don't have any. We're not righteous. No, not one. Only because of his righteousness is placed on us. Is taking of our sin away through his death and giving us life through his resurrection. It was all Him. We need to be thankful for that. Psalm chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. It says, I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing the praises of your name, O Most High. How can you show the Lord how thankful we are? At least with all of our heart. We have to be thankful with all of our heart. Well, it says, I'll go and tell. Go and tell others about it. What he's done in your life. Spread his word. You know, tell your life experience with him. How he's been in your life and the experiences you've had with him. You know, so you say, well, I can't remember Bible scriptures and I can't do this and I can't do that. You can tell him what he's done with you. And quite honestly, those are real to people. They understand those things. Those things touch hearts. Because they know they can see that and feel that. And then you move on to God's word. But tell him what he's done for you. It's a way to be thankful. That's how we can show it. Psalms 118, verse 1 says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. His love never ends. His love never fails. Why? Because he's good. Some say thankfulness is a choice, while gratitude is an attitude. So if someone says you're copping attitude, make sure it's one of gratitude. That's the one to have. Let it be that one. I'm going to turn to Luke 17. We're going to have an invitation in just a few minutes. I want to turn to Luke 17, verses 11 through 19. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. And as he was going into a village, 10 men had leprosy met him. And they stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And when he saw them, he said, go show yourself to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. And he threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give praise to God except this foreigner? And then he said to him, rise and go. Your faith has made you well. Faith and thankfulness go together. Because we trust him. Now, 10 people got healed. 1 said thanks. 1 out of 10. Maybe that's about right. 10% actually thank God for things that happened. 1 did and the other should have been there first. I get the impression the others were already familiar with God. The Samaritan, maybe not. He just understood what God did for him. We take things for granted. You know, how many excuses did they make up? How many excuses do we make up? Well, you know, I'm healed, but I wasn't that sick. You know, I was probably going to get better anyways. Well, he told us to go. I needed to get to the priest. Or maybe even, you know, come to a friend. You won't believe what happened. Well, I was walking back to the priest. Healing just took place. It just left me. The illness just left me. You know, 9 had all kinds of reasons and excuses. 1 threw himself at Jesus' feet with thanks. You know, which group were you being? Which group were you? Sometimes we become ungrateful because we're looking for bigger and better things when it's already there in front of us. If we take time to see it. You know, many times less is more. And more doesn't mean better. So be thankful. Give praise to God for what He's done. And I'm thankful for a lot of things. You know, I'm thankful for this country where we can come together and worship together openly. For this church and this church family. For being open to the Word and the truth and the Holy Spirit. You know, being kind and supportive of me. You know, it doesn't happen everywhere. You know, we talked about the election. We talked about the importance of voting. Talked about different things. And you can probably tell where I was coming from, but I just wanted to be truth. You know, wanted to be in line with God's Word. Doesn't happen everywhere. Gentleman, pastor at a big church in Indianapolis. Large church, have a school and everything. Kind of did the same thing. He might have went a little bit further than I did. And I think he broke it down and used some names and to tell his point. But he did it. He was strong enough to do it. To tell the truth, to point things out. What God's Word expects. I guess the blowback was pretty heavy. I understand that most of those, they have a big staff, you know, that's part of that. They were good, but a lot of volunteers didn't come back. They left. Found out last week, now he's getting death threats. Pretty bad. People going to church when they don't accept the truth. Leave and death threats for the truth. So thanks for not wanting to whack me when I appreciate that. I remember the man who, older gentleman who was hospital for a long time, got out and had a bill. He was on oxygen and everything, and mentioned that, you know, he was out, he was going home. They said, well, yeah, and I guess some folks had got together and helped taking care of a lot of these bills, but they said, you know, the oxygen bill was tens if not hundreds of thousands of dollars for as long as he was in there. And, you know, tears started rolling. Asked, are you okay? You know, yeah. He said, well, it's taken care of. He said, I understand, but he said, I didn't understand what God had been giving me. Thought about all the oxygen he'd used up. It's provided by God. And our family, my wife, my kids, my grandkids, our moms are still with us. So, great for those things. But I thank God for Jesus and His grace. Thankful He's in my life. So, once you think about what are you thankful for? Have you thanked God lately for anything? Thanksgiving's every day. Maybe this invitation is the time to give thanks. The altar's a great place to give it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We can't say it enough. How thankful we are. How gratitude for all you've done.